800-520-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Does the president have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil? The answer is no.
So on Thursday, Rand Paul, after the big bad filibuster, got a letter from Eric Holder. You just heard a piece of it right there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We zig and zag in lots of different directions. You can play along, too, and even have your say. Imagine that, throwing in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I still say bravo to Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, for moving the needle in Washington, because look at the quick response. Paul on the Senate floor for 13 hours. During that filibuster time, he ripped Brennan for saying at the confirmation hearing, his last one, stumbling through a couple of things in a way over the drones, that what we need to do is optimize transparency on targeted killing issues and at the same time optimize secrecy and the protection of our national security. And during the confirmation hearings, he said that those who protest against the targeted killings really have a misunderstanding of what we do as a government and the care that we take and the agony that we go through to ensure that innocent bystanders aren't hit in the drone strikes in Yemen and other countries. The American people would be quite pleased to know, this is Brennan, that we've been very disciplined and very judicious. I'll say this, and I will stand by this, as I know there are many people who hate the whole idea of drones. And as much as I am about liberty and freedom and all that kind of stuff and power to the people, here is where I part company with my fellow talk show hosts. I think drones have been effective in the war in Afghanistan for what it's worth in taking out people who want to continue to push the ways of Al-Qaeda, Taliban, etc., any kind of Islamic militant craziness against the Western world, specifically against the United States. So sometimes you got to fight fire with fire, baby, and this is modern warfare. It's called the drone. The thing I don't like is the possibility, like a rubber band, of this snapping back so quickly and hitting us in the face in the United States, the surveillance drones, etc. In fact, we're going to talk with a constitutional expert, a lawyer, next about drones and the fact that drones are being used for surveillance. And how frightening is that? I don't want any drone surveillance in the United States. But I think the drone is effective when it comes to the use of eliminating, a very elusive enemy in this so-called war on terrorism. Look at how many soldiers we've had that have lost limbs with the IEDs and what they've had to go through in the sands of time in the Middle East, the awful desert conditions in Afghanistan and Iraq and in other parts, too. Libya, look at the Benghazi consulate mess. And you think of the effectiveness of drone strikes. And truly, it's effective, folks. It moves the needle. It moves, like I said, Rand Paul moves the needle. The drone moves the needle. Collateral damage is not good. I agree. Collateral damage, which has happened in some of the areas that I've mentioned overseas in these war situations, of course, you know, one innocent life is too many, but you're never going to get 100%. So you got to make the decision. Now, when it comes to domestically, and this is already happening, and we know this, there are surveillance drones already. This is what we're going to talk about with Larry Walters. That, I say, is a no-go, and I think that they can be challenged in many, many, many different directions. By the way, Brennan was approved as the CIA director meaning that the vote happened, and so after everything that went on with Rand Paul, which he knew that it was inevitable that was going to happen. After this epic filibuster, the Senate confirmed him as the CIA director. But the point was made, and there was a response. There was an immediate response from the Attorney General. And if you remember Fast and Furious and some other things where Eric Holder was very elusive, slippery, and not responding to many of the requests, this time he responded. He responded, realizing what had happened here, or the administration did, whichever it is. So he answers for it and makes a decision instead of the vagueness of a possibility and imminent danger. And how do we describe what imminent danger is? Ridiculous. So now CIA Brennan Chuck Hagel, as the Secretary of the Defense, as you already know, that's happened well over a week ago. So two in place, and what about the rest of the cabinet? Could get pretty interesting here. I don't see major landmines or any big controversy, so the stage is set, and they'll just fill out the rest of the, I think they'll fill out the rest of the table guests. This to me was astonishing, and we're going to talk about this coming up a little bit later in this Hour of America tonight. When I was looking for reaction to, as some would say, Hugo Chavez, his death, which now he's got a permanent place. In Texas, Citgo, the oil company, which has its corporate headquarters in Houston, but is owned by the National Oil Company of Venezuela, they are flying the flags at half-mast. They are lowering the flags, all of them, to half-mast, including half-staff, rather, including the American flag. So I would have to say that... Chavez, who beat up his own people, to me, I don't get having them at half staff. That doesn't make any sense to me. Raise the flags back up. It's delusional to think that Chavez had anything to offer to the people of Venezuela. I do not think he did. And to have our country lowering the flags, even if it is a private company, is pretty upsetting. This is a visible company. So I'm going to say that's a no-no. Please. I already got Jesse Jackson scrambling to get to the service for Chavez and a bunch of other things that are playing out in light of his death, and who knows who's coming in next. There's a 30-day period. Time is already ticking off of that one. Do we get somebody worse in place, somebody who keeps pushing the same old, somebody who offers a better kind of democracy, a true democracy to the people? To me, wouldn't that be great? You know, but the flying the half staff, come on. It's our country, Houston, Texas. People, what do you think? I mean, this has foul all over it to me. Oh, and I'm going to try to be negative right out of the gate, but it's a no-go for me. I will never fill up at a Citgo. Never. Are you kidding? Ties to the Venezuelan oil, and then doing that with the flags, yeah, I'm going to have to pass. If I'm on E, I'm still going to sputter along until I find another station, because I think it's wrong to do that on American soil. Larry's up next. We're talking constitutional law and drones.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've been talking about drones and the constitutionality of all of us when it comes to what happens ultimately on American soil, what happens to Americans elsewhere. You know, this has been such a boiling pot, and Rand Paul with a filibuster, the senator from Kentucky, just pushed it right off the stove. The reaction in Washington was pretty positive, other than Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham, both of them kind of charged after Rand Paul. But other than that, the reaction to him doing some old-fashioned filibustering to try to get some answers was pretty positive. So Eric Holder, the attorney general, released a letter today from the White House. They actually read from a letter he had sent to Rand Paul to try to clear up the matter of drones and Americans. We have a constitutional lawyer with us, real excited to have him on, Larry Walters. You can check out his website, firstamendment.com. Larry, you specialize in constitutional issues, and the drone issue is ripe for that, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, we've spent some time trying to count the amendments that are violated by some of these contemplated drone strikes against U.S. citizens on U.S. soil, and there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. So what do you think is the thorniest one? Is it the Anwar al-Awlaki situation where he's in Yemen and our drone strike takes him out, but he's an American, he's a suspected terrorist, but he wasn't convicted as such, even though there was evidence and all this other stuff? Let's just focus on that for a second. What's the issue there constitutionally for an American in another spot, another place?
Well, you know, I think that constitutionally you have to look at the whole drone program and determine whether or not it has a fundamental constitutional legal basis. Does the executive branch have the power to assassinate, to identify individuals that pose some future threat and take them out? You know, that used to be the subject of a covert ops by the CIA that, you know, nobody knew about and that was routinely denied. And here we are kind of openly just declaring that we have this power to assassinate individuals who are, you know, walking down the street in an alley somewhere in a foreign country, or riding in a caravan just because we believe that they might at some future point pose a threat. So You know, there's a basic division of powers and fundamental human rights issue that overrides the entire drone program. Then when you start involving human citizens, American citizens in the mix, they have various constitutional rights. Now, you know, some of those rights might be given up if you choose to declare war on your own country and go to another country and become a combatant. And you know, those are thornier issues. But when typically a citizen has the right to a fair and speedy trial, they have the right to be secure in their person, the right not to have their life deprived without due process. And so there's a number of concerns with the overall concept of taking an American life.
Yeah. And so looking at that, too, even the one case, Al-Waliki, the grandfather is filing a suit or has filed a suit. So he may have a leg to stand on then, right?
Well, yeah. These are all issues of first impression that we're dealing with in the post-9/11 world. And how far can we go in trying to preemptively strike against terrorists, some of whom may be U.S. citizens? And so these are issues that judges are going to have to wrestle with. And in terms of a leg to stand on, sure. I mean, because we just don't know. The judge is going to have to decide what the Constitution means in this particular circumstance because it hasn't been interpreted in that way yet.
Yeah. And then along to those ends, the Attorney General's, I've mentioned Eric Holder and the letter he sent back to Rand Paul, which Rand Paul was questioning. Apparently, he made it clear that that an American would not be a specific target. And that was the biggest issue that Rand Paul had with the whole thing. As so, for example, a suspected terrorist who's an American is sitting outside somewhere eating lunch and could be hit by a drone strike. And Eric Holder, I think, kind of hedged on that when he was testifying, but then in the letter to Rand Paul, he sort of pulled back on that. I mean, constitutionally, as it stands, just in that scenario, you could not do that, could you?
Yeah, well, the White House, you know, felt the pressure from Rand Paul's filibuster and from the mounting public pressure that was building throughout the course of the day, and they finally released this letter through Holder at the end of the day, you know, stating that it is not constitutional to kill an American who is not engaged in combat on U.S. Mm-hmm. soil. I don't know that that's completely satisfactory to me or, you know, to Rand Paul or anybody else who's closely looking at the issue. I mean, the question is, do we ever have the right to kill an American using a drone, using a weapon of war? You know, do we unleash tanks and other missiles on U.S. citizens because they might pose a threat? I mean, this is something that troubles me and other constitutional lawyers and scholars deeply, that we would turn these devastating weapons of war like drones on our own citizens and even use them for surveillance. I mean, there's legitimate questions about whether drones should be surveilling U.S. citizens without a warrant, but you know they're routinely being used in that way. So there's a lot of unanswered questions that, you know, fortunately, Rand Paul's filibuster will cause to be answered by the deep, intense media interest now.
Yeah, I agree with you too. The surveillance thing, I think, is really, really troubling. I'd be remiss not to ask you about this because we know what's going on with gun rights versus, you know, gun control. What kind of federal legislation might happen? And that is just a breeding ground for constitutional thorny issues. If you're any kind of a lawyer, like you are a legal scholar, you have to be looking at this. You know, you had gun rights advocates testifying before the Senate panel back in February about the constitutionality of some of the proposed new gun regulations. And I think this one goes the distance. I really, truly believe when you look at the Second Amendment and then you try to parcel this out, it's tough federally, isn't it, to first of all, you'd have to get the votes, obviously, but constitutionally to look at the challenge, that could also tear any kind of law that would be enacted when it comes to gun legislation. Do you think this is one of the biggest areas being talked about and challenged? Do you think this is pretty tough to pull this out?
Anytime you have a national tragedy like the Sandy Hook shootings, guns and violent media are the usual suspects that are trotted out to blame, because you know we have to blame somebody. It can't be just simply a terrible event that occurred. So you know the gun debate was predictable once that occurred. It has gone to some pretty significant lengths. If you're talking about the Dianne Feinstein legislation,
yeah.
I really don't think that that has a chance of passage if it did pass. Constitutionally, I think that the Congress would be in real trouble trying to defend it because of the Supreme Court interpretation of the Second Amendment and the most recent case that addressed it, which stated for the first time since the Second Amendment was adopted that this is an individual right. This is a right of the individual to bear arms and not just some amorphous right to a militia or something. And so in light of the Supreme Court's ruling on the Second Amendment, I don't think that the Feinstein legislation naming certain types of guns that the citizenry are not permitted to have because they look too scary, I don't think that has a chance of passing and or being upheld if it were passed under the Second Amendment.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest things that that you've worked on that people have come to you for as far as maybe looking at the constitutionality of something that's obviously weighing them down in some kind of legal situation?
Well, we have quite a wide variety of controversial issues that we deal with. I'm often involved in First Amendment challenges, in obscenity cases or defamation cases where if somebody's prosecuted based on the content of a movie or a website more often or a video game or some other type of media, we get involved in defending teens that have been prosecuted for child pornography based on sexting, you know, pictures of themselves back and forth, and all of a sudden you have some 15-year-old kid who's on the sex offender list for the rest of his life. You know, there's constitutional issues there. We get involved in online gambling issues, which have intricate First Amendment issues in terms of advertising. What can you advertise about a service that is legal in some offshore jurisdiction? When it comes to advertising to U.S. Individuals, and we get involved in the same kinds of issues with the online dating and online escort sites. These days, there's all kinds of thorny legal constitutional issues surrounding the pay-per-date type sites where girls and men are auctioning themselves off for dates. And, you know, the legality of the advertisements that are involved in those kinds of websites. So it's a wide variety, you know, anything from protesters to street performers to website operators. We have a unique group of clients that we defend, but it's always some First Amendment constitutional censorship type issue where the government is unhappy with the way somebody is expressing themselves, and we are trying to defend their right to engage in the marketplace of ideas and have their voice heard.
I love it. Larry Walters, FirstAmendment.com. Keep fighting the good fight. Interesting stuff. Thanks, Larry.
Sure, appreciate it. Take care.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak
with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Exciting news for you. If you are driving your vehicle, really hold that wheel tight because you are going to be so jazzed by what I have to say. Even though we cannot go and see our White House, the Easter egg roll is definitely on. So, all is right with the world. 135 years we've been doing the Easter egg roll, and it stays no matter what our economic fortunes. If you had tickets to go to the White House, oh, so sorry. We cannot afford to let you into the White House. It's too many people to take you on the tours. So some kids from Iowa who hope to visit the president's home will get to do it, in a sense, because of the Easter egg roll. And that's the name of that tune. You can go on the... go on the south lawn, but we can't let you go inside the house. I mean, the tours, of course, have become a political flashpoint because it's part of the budget battle thing. So we've cut that off. Jay Carney, the presidential press secretary, said that the Secret Service needs to make trade-offs like all federal agencies. And the options included canceling tours or furloughing staff or cutting overtime. And so to allow the Secret Service to fulfill its mission, the White House had to make the decision that they would have to temporarily suspend tours. So if you were hoping to get a look at the Rose Garden or any of the portraits on the wall, just anywhere in the White House, unless you're invited by the Obamas, you're not getting in. Even if you're a kid You get to go to the Easter egg roll on the South Lawn. 35,000 people show up for that. It started in 1878 under President Rutherford B. Hayes. I know you all knew that when I said how long ago it started. And they sent out an email to tell the people who won the free lottery ticket that the event might not go off because of the budget battle. It turns out the Easter egg roll will go on, but not the tours. Like, so if they were hoping to get a tour, they wouldn't be able to do it. And I just wanted to break this down for you before we move on to the mailbag. I know you're jazzed about the mailbag. So 37 officers are assigned to being there at the White House, you know, during the Easter egg roll at a cost of $50 an hour, which includes benefits, right? So, and then the tours. So for the tours, they would do the same thing. So that would save $74,000 for a 40-hour week. So they're being reassigned to other duties to help reduce overtime costs. And even though 14 Republican senators sent the president a letter asking for the impact on White House staffing and what other cost-saving measures are being implemented, they're not getting the answer they wanted when it comes to tours. You know, the bummer thing is a lot of kids do tour the White House, and they love it. I mean, they're psyched about it. They want to go. So they want to go. It's a very popular thing to do, and you have to get the tickets from your congressperson or senator, and you have to wait usually for a while, and you plan the whole thing out and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's kind of a bummer when you're an 11-year-old, and this is what your social studies teacher has been talking about for, you know, half of the year. All right, enough about that. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Starting with this one from the dude. I guess you know that that's one of my favorite movies. We'll leave it at that. The dude says, Kate, what is with all the love for Chavez? I don't understand. And now the body of that dictator thug is on permanent display. Oh, yeah, it's preserved. A glass tomb at a military museum not too far from the presidential palace in Caracas, where he ruled for 14 years. So he will be given that kind of treatment. Lenin had that treatment. Mao, Ho Chi Minh had that treatment. And now Hugo Chavez enjoys the same thing. More than 30 heads of government, by the way, are going to show up for the funeral, including the Castro boys, or Raul Castro, the Cuban president. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will be at the funeral. Gregory Meeks, a New York Democrat. Congressman William Delahunt, a Democrat from Massachusetts, former congressman. They're going to be there for the U.S. You know, Chavez, who is portrayed as a do-gooding kind of guy, you know, might have sent money in oil, but it's like blood money because of what ultimately he did to his people in Venezuela. But some of the people are glad, some of the people are upset. It was 7 days of mourning. That's what they're doing. 7 days of mourning for Chavez, and people are waiting 10 hours to file past the coffin. So he will be in. He is there in a glass-covered coffin, wearing the olive green military uniform and red beret of his paratrooper days, and looking, they say, gaunt and pale. That's it. So it's going to stay there forevermore, unless something happens to his body. You know, if somebody tries to go in and steal it, that sometimes happens. So they got to pay. In our country, we couldn't do it anyway because we can't afford the Secret Service or anyone else to guard it. So, we don't have the money for that. All right, let's take another one. This one from Joe in Vermont says, "Wow, North Korea deserves those sanctions, but to what avail? It seems like sanctions don't really carry much weight with these guys in Iran, in North Korea, in that matter, half of the places we try to hit with them. I understand that it's the way to use it diplomatically, the tool, but it's not truly a successful tool, don't you think? So will the sanctions bite hard? The U.S. ambassador thinks so, Kate. What do you think? Is Susan Rice all wet in this? Well, the penalties that they're doing, that they're saying in this resolution that was drafted with the U.S. along with China, which is the main benefactor of North Korea. So Beijing is saying that the focus should be to diffuse the tensions. What they're talking about is with the, you know, the money flow between the two, the sanctions there, I think could really hit. And that the key is the bite, as Rice would say, in ultimately what they mean, what's going to happen. And I think because of that, the suspicious cargo thing and the sanctions, what they do is they ban ballistic missile launches, nuclear tests, or any kind of provocation. They demand that North Korea return to nuclear non-proliferation, easy for me to say, treaty, you know, the treaty, the NNT, which condemns the ongoing nuke stuff like uranium enrichment. And it also will mean this inspections of suspicious cargo that comes to and from the country. So if they're going to do that and have to search all the cargo, that's going to be brutal. And North Koreans have been carrying around big suitcases filled with cash to move money. So the resolution expresses concern that the bulk cash transfers might be used to evade sanctions. So that also applies with the sanctions. So there's a freeze on financial transactions that could violate the sanctions that the UN threw in place. So that one would be good because they're going to flip out about that. So think about the cash transfers, the cash couriers. I don't think they'll be happy with that part in North Korea for sure. And the inspections. You know, the thing about, we demand that you don't have any tests. Well, they'll just say, and do whatever they want to do. But the cash thing is huge. When you do something to the banks, that's when sometimes you may get a reaction. I still think that Kim Jong-un is a wild card, and I don't know that he backs down. Let's put it that way. I don't think so. All right, this one comes to us from Kennedy, and Kennedy says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show for quite some time. I have to say I enjoy your offerings. Looking at what happened with the filibuster and Rand Paul, I have to say, as you did, bravo. At first, I admit I was a bit skeptical, but then I started to watch on C-SPAN, and I got more into it. And plus, I flipped up my Twitter. As you said, the Twittersphere went crazy, and I have to give it to him because he got the information ultimately that he needed, that he wanted, and he did it the old-fashioned way. You don't get any satisfaction. You do ultimately what the job entails. And he did the job. It couldn't have been fun to be there for 13 hours, rambling on and on, at times making some good points and getting some love from his friends. It still was a very, very long stretch. And how interesting that immediately he got that letter from Eric Holder. So bravo to the senator from Kentucky. I would put him on that bench with Chris Christie, if there's any room, by the way, for 2016. 2016. Hey, remember, you can always send us an email at americastonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Plus, when you go to the website, click on Facebook and friend us. And why not tweet us as well? That's there too. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nice to meet you if you just tuned in. Osama bin Laden's spokesman and son-in-law has been captured by the U.S. Did you know that? It's what a senior congressman calls a very significant victory in the fight against al-Qaeda. Suleiman Abu Ghaith is expected to be in a federal court in New York on Friday in an initial hearing to face terror charges. The case marks a legal win for the Obama boys, his administration, which is trying to charge senior al-Qaeda suspects in our federal courts instead of military tribunals at the detention center at Gitmo. Oh, we are very familiar with this argument, aren't we? Pete King, the longtime congressman from New York, the former chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, credited the CIA, FBI, teaming up, catching this propagandist in Jordan within the last week. He said the capture was confirmed to him by some law enforcement officials. I was actually reading the docket, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. And this is interesting. Remember when they came up with the cockamamie idea to take the terror suspects and try them in a federal court in New York? And I thought it was the lamest idea that Eric Holder has ever uttered. And at first, boy, everyone was on board. The mayor, Michael Bloomberg, the longtime senator, Charles Schumer. Everybody was psyched about this. Yes, try him in our court. Oh, Gitmo is inhumane. Close that house of horrors down. Why should they be on a floating island somewhere? Forget that. Bring him back. Put him in the U.S. Let's get this. Let's do this. Let's convert a prison. Except for the fact that it would cost a gazillion dollars, no joke, for all the security you would need in New York City to ensure that some horrific thing doesn't happen outside the courthouse, in the transfer, whatever. Or just in general, because now New York, which is always a target, would be even more of a target. So not necessarily the brightest idea. And when the House of Cards really came down on it, was when they realized how much it would cost to have all of the people that would have to be involved, the mountains that would have to be moved, the overtime, all that kind of stuff. It would cost too much, so New York doesn't want to pay for that, because who's going to pay for it? New York City would have had to pay for it. So then all of a sudden they backed off of the idea. Now they've got the son-in-law in New York City after this capture in Jordan, and the world is starting to find out about it. So what does that mean for security in the long run? A couple of people had some thoughts on that, including Senator Lindsey Graham, who said he shouldn't have come back to the U.S. Take a listen.
Why did you not send this person to Guantanamo Bay to be held as an enemy combatant for intelligence gathering purposes? You're putting people like this into federal court, giving them the same constitutional rights as an American citizen, but more than anything else, you're destroying the ability to hold them under the law of war for intelligence gathering purposes.
I have to say, I agree with Lindsey Graham completely, 100%. Why on earth not take them to Gitmo? Why do that? Let's take them on a tour of the Big Apple. Why not? It's not gonna be a good thing, I believe. I have a bad feeling about this one and a whole bunch of different, for a whole bunch of different reasons. And Graham expressed the key things. Yeah, give them the same rights as Americans. I mean, you know, come on here. Give me a break. Here's what Congressman McCall had to say about getting all of that information in the first place.
This is a man who was in the inner circle of bin Laden's al-Qaeda operations, and now we have him alive, and he's talking.
That part's good. It's good that he's talking. It's good they captured him in Jordan. Just should have skipped dumping him off in New York City. What's that going to be like in that federal court on Friday? Every reporter naturally is going to be there. It's going to be just a giant neon sign. Of course, it's all over the pages of the New York Post, New York Times, and national news, I'm certain. It's a little bit buried, which I'm surprised, because I think this is a huge story in the making, if nothing else. I mean, yes, is it good that he's there and he's talking? Sure. But is it good that he's not doing the military tribunal at Gitmo versus being in New York? I go back to the security question again. Among other things, is this the right time for this? Something that should be tackled, I mean. Really? Certainly some of you have an opinion on that. Shoot it to me at americatonight.net or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Don't worry. Nathan Reeder is on guard, just like an English Bobby. He'll pick up the phone, only he probably will talk to you a little bit more than the Bobby would talk to you. If you ever go to England, it's fun to try to, people try to distract the beef eaters, etc., and you can never distract them. It's amazing. Talk about concentration. They must not have any ADD, at least the people that apply for those jobs. But I think somebody has ADD in the government when they allowed this whole New York thing to happen. And, you know, this could be Eric Holder thumbing his nose at the administration at everybody who said, yeah, they shouldn't be tried. They shouldn't be brought here and tried in the United States. We can't have that happen. It'll be too risky, and they should be in Gitmo, and they should have be tried by a military tribunal. What are you thinking? Come on, no way, no way. So this is the way to thumb his nose at everybody who jumped all over Eric Holder for saying, let's do this thing. Let's do this. This is where we want to do it. Let's go ahead. And we can make it happen. We can go through the process right here in our own backyard. Ooh, think of how close this is to ground zero. The federal court is, you know, five dimes down from where the World Trade Centers were. So let's hope nothing untoward happens there as he goes through that process. Oh, boy, you hate to hear about these accidents, but quickly I'll tell you about this one. A New York town that started assigning armed police officers to guard a high school because of the Connecticut massacre suspended the program after an officer accidentally discharged his pistol in a hallway while classes were in session. How does that happen? Lieutenant James Janso, what were you thinking when you went after the officer, Sean McCutcheon? Well, he had to. Everybody heard it. McCutcheon suspended. They're investigating it. He was assigned to a high school in the Hudson Valley town of Highland in January. Nobody was injured. None of that kind of stuff happened. But it did go off at 1:30 in the afternoon, and that's not a good thing. And here I'm pushing big time for that because I think ex-cops or cops getting overtime, that kind of stuff, is great. You know, you kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, because you have somebody who's in there who can help the kids in case something happens. But yet, at the same time, you've got that added layer of protection. Anyway, one would hope, and I guess the thing is, you can't have an accident like that when people are so sensitive, as we should be, to what's happening with kids in these schools, with the possibilities of some kind of crazy shooting. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. It takes skills to trip on a flat surface.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-